Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and boy, we just got done doing a nice conference call here, getting rid of entities. Went back to the year, went back 600 years to release some. It was quite something. If somebody would be interested in calling in to describe maybe their experience, that'd be great. Just some shapeshifters, but the entities seem to be the ones that hung in the most. And maybe because the shapeshifters cannot always be with us, you know, where entities come in all the time. Remember that we were taking them out of the ones that were body hopping, probably from relatives and ancestors that came into us through our DNA and wanted to live in our past and live their past in us in the present. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. So, Carrie, are you out there somewhere? In the rainy season of California?
Yes, I'm out here, and the rain hasn't come to Southern California yet, but the clouds are moving in, and we're expecting it to begin tonight. So I know it's raining where you are, and it's raining where BBS is, so it's a rainy state today. It's January the 20th, 2012, if you're listening to an archive. And... So, Ron, are we doing the Q&A tonight? We should probably give out those numbers if we are.
Yeah, we are doing that. So let me see here. The Q&A will be the it's the same number all the time now, which is 559-546-1301. And then the caller PIN number is, looks like it's 50-6399, or would be 506-399, or probably 3506, actually, to be correct, 399.
Okay, great.
So maybe somebody could type it in the fast chat. So 559-546-1301, and caller pin 506-399 and the pound sign. So let's see what's happening out there. Tonight's our paranormal night. So anything paranormal going on? As if nothing, everything here is paranormal anyways. I just know that. So maybe we can get callers tonight. So if you can, that'd be great to have somebody call in and explain or talk about a paranormal situation. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we're on station two tonight, so the call-in numbers are below the play button there. So toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471. And then go down to line three, area code 530-513-6472. So Jessica is saying, thanks, Ron, cleared a lot of crazy energies in me today on the entity call. It was very wacky energy, but I do feel much better. So that's interesting that you went back so far, Ron, and I guess I was not listening to the call, but I was on absentee, and I was tired. I knew you were doing stuff. I was driving around doing errands and had some stuff I had to do today. So, but I knew something was up because I was having waves of tiredness, and then it would pass, and then it would come again, and then it would pass. So if somebody else can call in who was on the call and kind of knows the details of what happened and can share that with the rest of us, that would be really nice to hear.
We could do a follow-up on the call. We'll do a spirit infusion for everybody.
Oh, nice.
So here we go. So one, let's use stronger, so to help to integrate more of your spirit with you. It was only an hour call, and I went over a little bit, so it was a little more. The other call I do like for an hour and a half on Mondays and Tuesdays now, but this one here I can only do it for so long. So here we go, spirit infusion. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Wow.
Oh.
Well, what I'll do is just continue on here. Went up to the year 600, so I'll just do the year 650. We're going back 650, 650 years, so I'll just do a sample here for everybody. Won't really be a sample, it'll be a clearing. This only works live right now because we have to go to the light ship to do this here, so here we go. We have a caller, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, somebody is somebody on the line?
Yeah, my name's David.
Hi, David.
I was wondering, you know, I heard this program, and I was wondering, you know, if he could take something away or make something right.
What kind of something would you be talking about?
Well, I don't know. I don't.
You have an unidentified
have
kind of a problem?
I don't have a particular question. I just wondered if, you know, he could, like, figure something out and release something.
Well, Ron does clearings and releases and so forth on many, many different things. So maybe you could describe what issue you might be having that this relates to so Ron can take a look and see what would be
Ron can just take a look and see what's going on because I don't have a particular question.
Okay. Have you heard the show before? Do you know anything about what Ron does?
Yeah, I have heard this show before.
Okay. So do you have maybe a physical problem that's bothering you that Ron could take a look at?
I have a hernia. I have a hernia in my stomach.
Oh, ouch. Okay.
Yeah, but all I could do with that is release some pain energy. So we do have a body jumpstart clearing, which may help you. When you have something like that, that gets to be pretty drastic. As opposed to, like, if you had, say, a problem with your lungs or a heart, that's one thing, but something like that, you know, where you have
a tear.
Something like that, a tear or something, it's harder to deal with. It always has to be like a physical process. And we work with energetics, not that it couldn't help it, but I can take away some pain. So here we go, everybody. Everybody listening, think of pain that you might have in your body. You have to think of something, otherwise it won't work naturally because the light only works in the now and you have to complain about something to have a healing. That's the way it works because they see you perfect. Here we go. So one, two, three, get rid of some pain energy. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I hope that helped you. So thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. So let's see. Oops, what did I do? Oh, yeah, here we go.
So I was going to do entities going back another 50 years from where we ended the call.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Go back and clear entities that typically would be from 650 to 600 years ago. Remember, these are probably your ancestors that like to body hop and whoever came in to your genetics at that time because they're with you. Remember, they stay with you throughout, the lifespan of your genetics. So this would be in your DNA as they probably live with that and want to come in at a certain time. So here we go. It's supposed to be like 650 to 600. So I'll count to 10 and keep doing that for a little bit here for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you see how you're feeling. You might feel a little different now. I'm normally going to feel lighter. Physical problems can actually leave you that the entities are giving you. So that's why you want to get rid of entities. They bring addictions to us, so they're not good to have, and they change your personality. So I know nothing about the timelines merging at the end of this year. So, and that sounds kind of general because, there's thousands of timelines. So are 1,000 timelines going to merge together? No, I don't know. I know if the timelines that we're using now to fight the aliens, if they were to merge here, I think everybody would be pretty upset. And to see aliens land into our timeline would not be good. So I know nothing about that. So you don't want to have merged timelines here. They can merge them out to another reality, I'm sure, but you don't want to have them cross over into here as bringing all the energy from one into another. Although you can jump timelines, but when you merge a complete timeline together, that would be definitely a problem. I think I heard a beep. Somebody out there?
No callers. Okay. So, Ron, I know you're going to be doing shapeshifters also on these Friday calls at some point, and Mike is asking, how do we know if we have a shapeshifter in us?
Well, they're pretty secretive. They don't always come out. So they're always kind of in the background. You may not realize that they're with you. It's hard to say. You can see them in people at times. I would imagine you probably go to YouTube and type in shapeshifter. You might see somebody change. I know I saw some really weird things where they had some people on TV as newscasters or something doing different programs, and they would change their physical face, which would actually physically change during the process. And a couple of them, I think one took about 15 minutes, and the person would actually show you different segments where they stopped the particular video, and they would show you the skull changing. They would see like some scales on people's faces, You see the eyes actually physically change. So typically a shapeshifter, I don't think, will be in the person for a long time. They may come and surface maybe a half a second or so. But to be with somebody for maybe, more than maybe a few minutes would be pretty rare, I think, because they really don't want to be detected. So back to you.
Okay, I think I did hear a beep that time. Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Hi.
My name is David. My name is David, and I just got cut off twice.
Oh.
I did talk to you, but, you know.
Okay.
The last point was entities, and then I said, oh, okay, do we have any?
Okay, so that's your question? Do we have entities?
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, we do. That's what Ron has been clearing on the show today, and the call that we've been talking about that was at 5:30 today Pacific time. So, Ron, maybe you want to do a quick summation of what an entity is and how we all have them for David.
No. Do I have entities?
Do you have entities?
That was the question.
Yeah, most people have thousands of them. So if people have thousands of them, they come and go. They live with you. They change personalities. They change your habits. And so people have, these are emotional bodies of people who have passed on. And a lot of times they're relatives that you know, parents, grandparents, going back, who like the particular genetic lineage of who you are, which is in your DNA, will body hop from one generation to the next. And they can also bring their friends in. Yeah. Everybody has entities.
Yeah, well, my dad is about ready to kick the can. And so what I'm thinking is, am I going to get some of his stuff?
Yeah, they do that. So what you want to do then is a healing is $50. It's a deceased loved one clearing. There's two different clearings. The entities are caused by the emotional body, so you want to release the emotional body so it's not floating around body hopping. So these are what you call ghosts. So you want to do a emotional body release for that person, which is on the website. It's deceased loved one clearing.
Okay, and your website is where?
It's Creation Light. Ship.com, the word creation and light, L-I-G-H-T, then S-H-I-P.com. And on the very top, there's a drop-down box with a lot of clearings in it because people need a lot of clearings sometimes. Not that you need all of those, but you can type in deceased loved one clearing. There's one for spirit and one for emotional body. And the spirit's good to do, too, but if you're really concerned about the personality, hopping into you, and this is why people cry a lot at funerals, because the emotional body is hopping into people, making them cry, because that emotional body doesn't have a home any longer. So.
Yeah. Okay, so the website is...
Yeah, it's on the fast chat. If you click on the fast chat, it's creationlightship.com, but on our homepage here, just click on it, and you can go down a little ways and go to the fast chat. Somebody typed it in, so you could actually probably just highlight it and copy it. It's creationlightship.com.
No, it's creationlightship.com.
Yes, uh-huh. Okay, so...
Okay, I'll check that out.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Ron, Tina is wondering if we need to do the lifetime entity removal, the whole lifetime, before getting on the entity removal calls that you're doing on Fridays now.
It's an indication to what people might need. What I'll probably do is if you do the entity clearing, let me know, and then I'll probably give you the calls free on the conference calls when I do those. That way you don't have to pay, extra money. So, you know, I'm trying to get people to understand what the different clearings are about. But, yeah, if you wanted to do a whole lifetime entity clearing, or maybe you already have it, you want to do the unlimited, let me know, and we can work something out and give you the calls that I'll be doing for that particular clearing for free.
Oh, thank you. That's
I'm, I only plan to do it for maybe like about, well, maybe a month. I think a month would probably be long enough, you know, for most people. I think, I don't know, you know. I only plan to do some of the clearings just for a short time, but it turned out to be much longer. But I would think doing it for 1 month of time would be probably sufficient for most people to understand what entities are and how they're being affected.
Okay, and I think we have another beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yep, yes. Hi, Ron. Hello. My name is Danielle, Danielle Cool.
Hi, Danielle.
I'm from Canada.
Yeah, Danielle Cool, yes.
Yes. Okay. It's a paranormal night. I have something paranormal just happened again, like 2 days ago. I'll tell you what happened and just tell me what you think, Ron.
Okay, great.
I was in the bed with my girlfriend Celia, suddenly she felt really, really, really bad, really bad, and I touched her hand and I felt that something went in her. I think it was an alien energy, and I went so mad that the energy went out of her body and just flew through the other bed on the side, and all the sheets moved, I followed the alien energy. That I think it was alien, and it went out. But it was an attack, straight attack, and I just don't know what is it, is there any cause? What's the problem about? What do you think about this, Ron? I don't know if I explained it good.
Yeah. So what I understand, so so she had the energy in her, and then when you touched her, it went away. Is that what you're saying, or? Did it come in also when you touched her and you covered it?
When I touched her, I felt the energy in her. So, and I come really, really mad at the energy, and the energy went out of her straight away, and I saw it when it to go out, and it went on the bed on the other side, and the sheets on the bed moved. So
yeah.
I was really mad, and I stand up and I walk, and the alien energy, I think it was alien. I don't think an entity can do this. I was really powerful, and he went out, he left. But I was so mad at him. Those things happen. I mean, this is not the first time, and I don't know if I can do something to stop this, or because that's not really, really nice. It's really
okay. Yeah, what I pick up whenever that happened, it contacted her. I get about maybe a day and a half previous. It came in to her. That's what I'm picking up, and somehow it didn't like your energy. And then it took off. I'm looking at it right now, and I followed the energy cord. So right now I'm terminating that particular energy, so that one won't come back. I actually see it.
Okay.
So, and I'll probably do some more work with them tonight to see where, you know, why are they connected with you and what the race is and stuff. And sometimes once you get this clue, there's a lot more of these critters hanging around. So we'll see if we can get them out of here. So that's what I'll be doing this evening when I'm sleeping. He gave me homework. Oh, yeah. It's anyway, it's gone. It looks like a the bottom with legs. So,
mm-hmm.
That's, if you were to cut maybe a maybe like a basketball in half, kind of, and put legs in the bottom of it, you know, mini legs. That's kind of how it looked to me. So anyway, okay. I should not be here. I can't tell you why it picked her, but it feels like you have a vortex in your living room someplace. So you might check that out. Maybe get some dowsing rods or something. And just see where you can find it,
okay.
And then I'll see if we can get it closed off here. If you can, let me know. You give me a call on my cell phone, and you know, I'll work with you on that. I think you have my cell phone number from the expo, so.
Okay. Anyway, we're moving here. We're in a hotel now. We're in Mexico.
Okay.
I might see you in LA in February.
You're in Mexico, huh? Oh, no wonder.
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rico. Yeah,
okay.
It's quite heavy here.
Yeah. So that's probably the reason why you're picking it up. So wherever you're staying at, that's what I picked up then, was like in the living room area, you know. Or if you're like just in a motel room, it's you know, it would be in a walking space. You know, I saw like TV or something there, but anyway, you can check it out with some dowsing rod. You'll find it. It's probably about 3 foot in diameter.
Okay.
You know,
okay. So I will see you soon, Ron. Can't wait to see you in L.A.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, we'll be in L.A. in about about 3 weeks, I guess. Huh?
Wow, that soon.
Yeah.
It'll be the 10th of February,
we'll be there.
Okay, great. It'd be really great. Good to see you guys again.
Okay, so thank you for your advice, Ron. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. So I'll be doing the enlistment process. If anybody is listening and going to be in Los Angeles, you can come in and... Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I'll be doing an enlistment for people. And you have to show up there physically. And it's only for people that are there physically. So you can't say, I want to have my brother do it also or something, because you have to be there physically, because your body has to be able to agree to do this. And your spirit has nothing to do with you physically enlisting, because it doesn't, it's not necessarily doing that. So. You do need to have your body there. That's why I mentioned that you got to be there physically to do it. And you can't do anybody absentee. You have to know what's happening. So we're doing an enlistment process. So we're bringing the military, and they will facilitate this particular clearing here, or you know, the enlistment for fighting the aliens. So that'll be a lot of fun. Then I have a Monday. Decloning process here for people. It'll be at 9 o'clock at night, so that'll be good, because people that go to the expo will be able to come possibly that night. So it's much better to have it in the evening as it is, you know, in the daytime. So luckily, I got a 9 o'clock spot, and I think it gets over at 11:30. So we'll have a lot of fun with decloning. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so that's the Conscious Life Expo in L.A., and it is. It's 3 weeks today, Ron. I didn't realize it was so close. February 10th, 11th, and 12th, and then the Monday event is on the 13th. So that's at the LAX Hilton near the airport there on Century Boulevard. And you can go on and get day passes. That's all you need to do, I think, most of your stuff, Ron, right? Because you just really need to get onto the floor to use the light infusion chamber at Ron's booth, and then the lectures that he's giving over the weekend. So, let's see. We have quite a few questions. I just wanted to mention, Cindy was wondering about when the entity calls were, and that's on Fridays now. The regular Friday call has become the entity removal, and Ron will be doing shapeshifter removal too. So Mondays is decloning. Tuesdays, which is a new call at 5:30 Pacific, is the decording or uncording or removal of cords call. And Friday is the entity and shapeshifter call. So a few changes, a few little new twists to those calls. Wednesday, you're still doing the water charging, are you, Ron, and up to the light ship for a little bit?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So back to questions then. Shannon was wondering if you know anything about the roaring noises coming from inside the Earth.
Nope, I don't.
Okay.
Don't know.
From what I've heard, that's supposed to be tunnels being made is one of the explanations.
Yeah, I don't know. Normally, if you have earthquakes around or things like that, you know, where things shake a little bit, that, you know, used to be the, you know, creation of the tunnels. Now it could be the termination of them, but in the old days, that's what it normally was. You'd feel a little earthquake, a little tremor, and it'd be normally that. I know there's a lot of tunnels. Typically, we have ocean where they go in from the ocean and burrow down quite a ways and bring in tunnels from the ocean into the land here underneath, you know, the land. But, I don't know. If you hear something or feel something, it's probably that.
Okay.
So whether it be in, you know, done by termination of tunnels, by the special forces getting rid of aliens or not, I don't know. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So just a quick reminder about the Q&A tonight. We have a few questions already on the email address over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you are going to be on the call and you have a question, do send that over there to clsquestions@yahoo.com and just pop in the subject line that it's for tonight and that you will be listening. And then the phone-in number is 559-546-1301 and 5063-99 pound is the PIN. So, let's see. We've done Shannon's question. We did Mike's question. Joanne had a question kind of going with Mike's question about shapeshifters. She's wondering, can spells activate shapeshifters in people?
I don't know on that one. Let me look if a spell could cause that. Only if they're connected to an alien race out there that's being used for that. So if the spell is the energy of the spell, the energy pool is being used, and the aliens want to connect to that energy pool, as you're being directed or connected to the energy pool for a spell, yeah, I'm sure that could be a possibility, but I don't think the shapeshifters typically would be connected to you to do a spell on you. So if that's the question, do shapeshifters do, you know, work with spells on you? I would typically say no.
Okay, and then Mike was also wondering, he'd asked, how do we know if we have a shapeshifter in us? But he'd also asked about whether they display certain personality traits that we would...
I don't think they do that. They're always like in the back row of the bus, the last seat, and they very seldom come out. You know, if you look at the different movies where, you know, people turn into bear wolves or something like that, you know, then that would be a shapeshifter. Okay, so that doesn't happen that often. But they do come forward just to kind of like sightsee momentarily and then drop back, you know, into the body where they're, you know, not being, you know, detected. Or maybe they just hop in instantly into you. and then look around and leave. So that's the way shapeshifters work. But, you know, if you ever seen the horror movies, you know, where they have that, or, you know, vampires or whatever, people doing strange things, that would be what the shapeshifters would be. Much different than an entity. An entity is an earth-based emotional body from somebody who lived previously, and they can be around for thousands of years. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. There were some comments earlier on the fast chat. I don't seem to be able to get back far enough about some people had written into the fast chat about their experiences on the call this afternoon for the entities. I can't get back there now, I'm sorry. So the next question would be from Doina, and she's wondering, how do you turn your psychic billboard off? Can we do that? I know you've done that on the show before.
Yeah, you can turn it off. I don't know if it'd be worthwhile doing. You can keep kind of like sensing that it's there and then turning it off each time, maybe every hour or so. But remember, that's what draws people to you. So if you want to be peaceful, though, you may want to just turn it off consciously. So that would be a good thing to do if you don't want to have interaction with people all the time. But basically, the billboard is to bring things to you in your life. And that's the reason why it's there. And it's always best to know what's on your billboard so that you're not getting negative situations. So back to you.
All right. Liz was asking earlier also for a sample of the Dark Side Practitioner clearing, and I'm seeing she's writing a little more recently on the fast chat, and I'm assuming this is connected. She says, my ears have been ringing nonstop for months, so I'm going to guess that these questions are connected. So Dark Side Practitioner sample, is that something you can do tonight, Ron?
Yeah, let's see here. We can do a sample of that. I'm trying to see here. It's hard to say who that would be. So think of somebody that you think is giving you a psychic. Remember, everything works with that energy. So everything does work with a person who is sending you negative energy or positive energy. It's still the same thing. So here we go. So think of that person. Remember, you have to think of somebody. And here we go. One, and then release the energy. This is like a cording energy. So remember, all psychic attacks are cords. That's why when we did the cording call on Tuesday, which we'll be doing next Tuesday too, people feel all this relief because you don't know what's being corded to you and what's on that energy cord. You know, it's like a freeway, you know, with both lanes, you know, one going one way, one going the other. So they're not only taking energy from you, but you're also getting the exchange of their energy. You don't want to have that. So here we go. Think of a person, so releasing that energy. And this would be a Dark Side Practitioner. And the difference is that these people know that they're doing this, okay? Where normally people don't really know that, or they're not conscious of it. So this is somebody who you know doesn't like you, basically, and is giving you a psychic whammy. So think of that person's name right now. Here we go. Clearing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, somebody really has some energy hooked up. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. There we go. So I'll continue on here. So the other clearing which could help you with this is we have one for the curses, hexes, spells. So they're both pretty similar. So we just got rid of one person that you know about. I can't say we got rid of all the energy, but we did help you out, okay? And so this is the person that you know that doesn't like you, we'll say. Now, what if that person paid somebody to work with you without your consent or knowledge, but he didn't like you, and maybe he paid somebody $500 in a foreign country to keep doing these chants and spells and stuff on you? So let's go into that now. This will be the same person, and we'll just see if, or something related to it. I can't guarantee that this person is doing that. So we'll just kind of keep it vague this way. So I don't want you to think that, Joe, who you work with, is pay somebody, because that would not be right. But we'll just do the energy that could be attaching to you from somebody who possibly paid somebody to do something to you sometime. And it could have been, one of your ancestors that you're living the life of right now. Remember, you're living out their lives right now, this present time. This could be a curse that could have happened to you, 10,000 years ago. So here we go. Releasing this one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see what happens there. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. Excuse me. T has a question about timeline crashing and is wondering whether we can timeline crash spells, hexes, and curses used by ETs. So I guess the first question is, alien races, extraterrestrial races, put spells and curses and so forth on us in that sense, in the way we sort of understand a spell or a curse?
I don't think they do that. They just take you up on timelines and play with you. I don't think they do anything like that, only because they work kind of more on the now because they want to get something out of you. And I don't think that they're going to go that deep to do that. So I don't think their consciousness is going in that direction.
Okay.
I would probably say that they're not doing that.
Okay, so we don't need to worry about trying to timeline crash that then. That's good. One less thing for the to-do list.
Yeah.
So, Mitch, you had mentioned your enlistment evening that you're having, Ron, at the Conscious Life Expo in L.A. next month, and Mitch is wondering, what is enlistment? What is it that you're talking about there?
Okay, yeah, the United States of America constitutional forefathers who time travel, these are the ones that created the Constitution that go and move throughout different time lines, okay, and they're still living. They're in charge of spearheading the alien, what do you call it? I guess the Alien Defense League, to put it kind of simply here. And they brought forth all the different soldiers in different times to come forward on from timeline. So they were basically taking these soldiers, maybe 18, say, maybe 20, something like that. Time was frozen. They brought them into the future, trained them for with alien weaponry to battle the aliens that are invading the planet right now on these other timelines. And so That's what the enlistment process is. All the countries here are doing that, but the United States is in charge of it. They're spearheading the whole situation here. And that's what it is. So you have a chance at that point to enlist. They'll be doing something like that, maybe coming up here for people before the expo, I think. So if you do want to enlist to fight the aliens, you can. But this is between you and the government, which the one on the surface here probably doesn't know much about it. Or if they do, they won't admit that because they can't. And but this is what it's about. It's about the alien invasion here of this planet. This is why we have all these movies, especially like Battle L.A. And they also had one, Battle New York, a while back, I think. That's probably quite a while ago, but basically this is what it's about. And you can enlist and be bilocated out of time to another timeline and become trained to fight the aliens. So that's basically what it is. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then I just wanted to go back to your entity call, Ron, and then the whole life entity clearing, which we can get. There's also a seven generational one, which Kathy has just been investigating for me on the website because I couldn't find it. So thanks, Kathy, for finding that. So there is the seven generational series of clearings for entities also. So I'm just wondering, Ron, when we have entities with us that are from generations past, is that the same as an entity that we've encountered in this life? In other words, is it attached to us the same way?
Yes, it could be, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So they're not, I just want to make sure, just so that I understand in case anybody asks me or if anyone else is wondering this same thing, they're not sort of hidden in our DNA somehow and have to be activated. They're just glommed onto us like any entity might be. Is that right? I mean, they're just older.
Yeah, that's correct. They're probably older they're probably going to come to you from their time frame, okay? So if you had an entity that was 1,000 years old, you could have a 1,000-year-old entity coming to you right now in 2012. And they could even look like they looked, 1,000 years ago. And then they can also, find out what your DNA is or one of your ancestors, you see, who's buried already. And they can say, oh, I like this person here by checking out the DNA. And they can also hop into you from that because they could have been with that person. So maybe you have a certain hair color and they like that, or something, that was particular to your body 1,000 years ago in your ancestry, and they wanted you now to give them energy from that. So that's kind of how they come in. Mainly they come in through emotional issues, because the emotional issues attract them. And that's what the aliens also do. So the entities are Earth-based, and the aliens are from the Beyondo. And basically they can kind of do the same things, but not as drastic as what the aliens do, but they still want to get your energy. And so the emotional bodies need a home. That's what we call entities to live on, and they take your life force energy. So it's very similar to what the aliens are doing. So back to you, Carrie. It's like our time is getting close.
Yeah, we're nearly there. Let's see. One more question let's try and do. Ed was asking, I don't know if this is possible, what you think, Ron, if you could release E.T. Black Magic energy or energy pool, or how would you want to address that?
Yeah, changing it slightly, I've been working with the Black Widow energies, still working with that, getting rid of the Black Magic energy that they've been using and the oxygen that they've been bringing to us here with codes in it to make us suffer, basically. So they are putting some type of mist energy, kind of like a fine mist, we'll call it, in the oxygen that we're breathing here. And that can mesmerize you, too. So I've been working with those two energies, along with some of the white octopus energies, too. So I've been pretty busy the last few days here. And we're still moving through stuff, trying to get this stuff out of here. Remember, no aliens should actually be here interfering with us. If they came here and they lived, maybe it was just say that they said, I'm going to go and live in Salt Lake City, Utah, you know, this alien race. You could say, oh, that's fine, just live there, but don't interfere with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have nothing against aliens except the ones that are interfering with us completely. And all the ones that I deal with do that. So, and we try to get rid of them. They should not be here. Plus, you know, if they keep coming, you're not going to have any way to ascend because they'll figure out some way to you know, disempower you completely. And that's why we're on it now with the alien stuff, which I've mentioned on many, many shows. But for the newcomers, you know, that's why we deal with aliens, because they're taking away your free will, free choice, the flat-bottom ship clouds out there that you see all the time now. But listen to the different archives, and listen to probably about 10 shows. You get your feet wet on it. So I guess we should probably call it quits here, unless you had a question, Carrie.
I think I heard a beep, actually. Did somebody call in?
Yes. Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
I have a question. I did put it on the Q&A, but I came in late, so I don't know. I just thought I'd call in just in case. I paid for someone for the monthly alien clearing, where you do as much as you can for a month.
Uh-huh.
And can I do that for the person? I've been doing that, or does that person have to do it?
No, we're not in the same house. Yeah, he's fine.
Can do that?
Yes.
Yes. You can do all the clearing for absentee, except for the...
Decloning.
Yep, that's the only one. Decloning you can't do. Everything else you can do.
I have one more question, but I can ask it another time if it's not a good time.
Is it real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, real quick.
Someone that we all know, I don't want to say her name. Someone said that they had someone that had passed on that had enlisted. Somehow you found their soul or their spirit, and you enlisted them, she said. I have a cousin that took his own life, and I think it was 96 or 97, and I was just asking if a person can do something like that for a relative that did something, you know, because it's a similar situation.
I want to think on that one.
Well, they need a body, Ron, don't they? They need to have a body to be able to do this.
A body?
But this person, this other person that, you know, they had a relative that also took their own life, and she said that he was enlisted. So that's why I thought, oh, well, maybe my cousin could be enlisted.
They probably had a body that we could use. You have to have a body.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Marcy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I guess we better end, Ron. So Q&A in a few minutes, 559-546-1301, PIN 5063-99, pound. And shoot your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I think there are about 10 there already, so we have some stuff to jump right into. And the call, call will be about an hour long. And then also Station 2 tomorrow night, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. On Station 2, BBS Radio. And Sunday is the 8-hour intensive. So if you haven't signed up for that, you still can at creationlightship.com. And I think that's it. Anything else to add, Ron, before we call it quits for tonight?
No, that's good. So tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, so we'll be going to the Light Ship tomorrow, 7 o'clock. We'll be on Station 2 again like tonight. So hope to have you on the call here, and even on the call on Sunday. And Monday is our decloning call. Tuesday is the call for, the courting. So, we'll see you later. Thank you, everybody, and we'll get on the call here. Blessings.
Good night.